This is Ozarks at Large on your public radio station, 91.3. Digital media changes how we do several things. We shop differently, we communicate differently, learn about events locally differently, ingest media differently, even receive presidential declarations differently. Zoe Niesel thinks we even have to think about the law differently because of digital media. She is an assistant professor of law at St. Mary's University in San Antonio and recently came to the University of Arkansas to deliver a talk titled Hashtag Personal Jurisdiction, A New Age of Internet Context. During her visit, she came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to discuss how the internet has or can change how legal matters are resolved.
The idea, I think, in multiple areas of the law right now is the increases in technology, and you look at things like cloud-based computing, you look at things like artificial intelligence, bots, all of these various developments are starting to impact how we think about the law. And I think social media is a big part of that as well, and that's where the hashtag personal jurisdiction comes from.
What's an example of, say, social media influencing how we might think about the law differently or have to think about a different aspect of the law?
So my paper actually deals with an example of this. So there's this concept in the law called personal jurisdiction. And essentially what it does is it makes sure that a court can have appropriate power over a defendant. So if I get sued in Texas tomorrow, that's very appropriate. Texas is my home state, and so I might have to defend a lawsuit that arose anywhere in Texas. What we see happening with social media is when people make posts on social media or companies use social media to drive traffic to their websites or to their business or to promote name recognition, what effect should that have in terms of deciding what is a fair court for that individual or entity to be sued in?
All right. Let's say I've done something here in Arkansas that makes you want to sue me.
All right.
You're in San Antonio. Aren't there procedures to figure out where it could be?
Oh, absolutely. So in the United States, we use a test that's based on something called minimum contacts. And so as the defendant, we would look to see what minimum contacts you had with the forum state. So you use the example of Arkansas, right? So I assume this is your home.
It
this is,
yes.
Where you intend to stay.
Yes.
And so that's a really easy question in that scenario because we'd say, look, this is your forum state, and we can actually sue you here for something you did anywhere, because it's really fair for us to sue you where you're at home.
What if I was in Azerbaijan?
Well, that's another question, right? And so that gets into a lot of questions about international jurisdiction and various laws that govern how we bring foreign defendants into the United States or United States defendants into a foreign forum. But I think the more interesting question is, what if I sued you in Hawaii for something that you did in Arkansas? And your argument would be, why on earth are we in Hawaii?
You just asked my question. Why are we in Hawaii?
So I may want to be in Hawaii because I perceive some kind of advantage to being in Hawaii in terms of maybe there's a judge there, I think, who will give me a favorable ruling. Or maybe I'm just a bad person and I want to make it really inconvenient for you.
Well, okay, so I'm a neophyte when it comes to law, but that just doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right.
But it's possible?
Theoretically, yes. But what the court would do is say, look, did the defendant create minimum contacts with Hawaii? And in the scenario we just discussed, I think the answer is no. And so that protects you as the defendant from having to fly out to Hawaii all the time and defend this lawsuit.
What would work to make me go to Hawaii?
Well, let's say you got in a car accident with me in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And then I go back to Texas and you go back to Arkansas. Well, I might be able to see you in Hawaii because you made contact with Hawaii and the claim arose in Hawaii. And so now it seems more fair maybe that we could be in Hawaii as a jurisdiction.
And the world of social media blurs this more than pre-social media?
It really does. So starting in 1997, we created a test to determine when an internet website could create a minimum contact with a forum. And that test was a sliding scale. And at one end of the spectrum was what we would call a passive website. So imagine getting on a website and all it does is give you information about a topic. That's a passive website. And so if you access it here in Arkansas, we would say that website did not create personal jurisdiction in Arkansas. On the other end of the spectrum is what we would call an active website. And kind of the best example of that is a website that lets you make purchases.
Okay.
So that's like an online storefront. So if you buy something on the internet in Arkansas. The company that you bought it from probably created a minimum contact in Arkansas because you purchased an item over the internet. Problem is, there's this huge middle ground between websites that provide some information, maybe don't let you complete a purchase, but have lots of other interactive features. Take Facebook, for example. You can post things, you can share them with others, you can blog on Facebook, you can do all these activities on Facebook. And the question is, if I am posting on Facebook from Texas, where can I be sued in the United States based on that posting?
I guess it depends what you might be sued for.
It certainly would depend on that. And under our traditional sliding scale test, it would be considered a middle ground. And so we'd have to look at the level of interactivity of Facebook. I really take issue with that test. I think if I'm posting on Facebook, I'm purposefully reaching out to a national audience. Mm-hmm. I know people can access Facebook anywhere. I know I want them to access it everywhere because presumably I want people to read what I posted. And so I would articulate in that social media scenario, there is personal jurisdiction and probably in a lot of places.
I could have read it in Arkansas. Someone could have read it in Hawaii. Someone could have read it in Duluth.
Absolutely.
Could it? And I don't know what you would have done to make us sue you. but could my friend in Honolulu, my friend in Duluth, and I all sue you in our separate states? Possibly, potentially?
Theoretically, yes.
Well, who's going to figure this out?
Well, that's a job for the court and the judge.
That just seems to be sort of roundabout logic that if you're trying to figure out jurisdiction, you're still going to have to go to someone's jurisdiction to figure out the jurisdiction?
Yes, and that's largely true even now.
Okay.
Right? So, again, if I sue you tomorrow in Hawaii, that Hawaii court is still going to have to analyze that you really don't belong in Hawaii as a defendant.
Right.
So that really doesn't change. But what I think should change is the internet is no longer the type of experience we can put in buckets. So even the most passive website that exists, let's say you pull up a website and all it does is give you a recipe. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a chance that that website is downloading cookies onto your computer. There's a chance that it has targeted advertisements based on your IP address or based on your browsing history. And so the traditional notion that we would base contacts on interactivity seems really outdated in the age of social media and in the age of all these other changes to the internet.
Are these conversations taking place with you and your colleagues?
I think so. Yes, increasingly so. And we see it across a lot of areas. But in this space in particular, I think people are realizing the test we use was created in 1997. We're 20 years past that. And in terms of changes to the way we use the internet, changes to what the internet looks like over that 20-year time span, something's got to give.
As a client, I want you – it's in my best interest that – you've got a pretty good idea of where to try it because we're talking about time and money.
Absolutely.
So you want to have a pretty good handle on this.
Oh, sure. And I think part of the problem we're dealing with now is there's very divergent positions because people don't really know how to read this technology. So I'm a lawyer, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll be the first to admit lawyers maybe with exceptions and probably with a lot of them maybe don't understand the internet at the way someone who's a software engineer who works in IT does. And so we're really making decisions about something we don't really understand.
Zoe Neitzel is an assistant professor of law at St. Mary's University in San Antonio, Texas, and was a recent visiting scholar at the University of Arkansas. While here, she delivered the talk, hashtag, Personal Jurisdiction, A New Age of Internet Context. This is Ozarks at Large.